The one book that I wrote that I'm most proud of, besides Ball 4, is Foul Ball, a book about a failed attempt to restore an old ballpark in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Wacona Park. And it was a very interesting tale of political intrigue, local corruption, etc. And I was such a shocking experience that I had to write about it. And that book is called Foul Ball, My Life in Hard Times Trying to Save an Old Ballpark. Available on my website, by the way.
Which is jimboughton.com.
Jimboughton.com, yeah.
You live in that area, don't you?
Yeah, I live south of Pittsfield. And my friend and partner on this project, Chippy Litzer, lives nearby. And the two of us spent a couple of years trying to do something to save this old ballpark, to do something good. We had private investor money. We didn't want to own the ballpark. We didn't want to buy it. We just simply wanted a license to use the park to play baseball there, in exchange for which we would restore the old park to its earliest incarnation. It was one of the last of the wooden ballparks. Baseball has been played there since 1893. And we were thwarted by local power brokers in town, a handful, who wanted to build a new stadium in the center of town, a new stadium that the people of Pittsfield did not want. They wanted their old ballpark. They wanted our plan to restore the park. But we were, you know, they were up against local corruption. And I wrote all about that in Foul Ball.
And so it certainly is a political intrigue. You also wrote a book with Elliot Azanoff.
Yes, Strike Zone, which was Elliot's idea, a story of an umpire fixing a ball game. And that's half of the book. And the other half of the book is the pitcher's view of what happened, the pitcher against whom the game is being fixed. It's told in alternating chapters, Elliot, the umpire fixing the game, and me as Sam Ward, a pitcher who's pitching a game in which the umpire is fixing it. And so it's I thought it was an interesting idea, and we wrote that together. He wrote the umpire's side of it. I wrote the pitcher's side of it.
Now, since you have written on both sides of the line, what did you prefer, one over the other? Did you find one easier than the other?
Well, yes. Strike Zone was a novel, and I found that more difficult because I had to, you know, create everything from scratch. I mean, I used my experience as a baseball player to write the pitcher's view of what it's like to be pitching and getting ready for the game, etc. I also have as a hobby building stone walls.
Right, I remember that.
And so one of the devices that I used throughout the book is when I would have flashbacks, you know, each inning we would write about what happened that inning, but that would always be colored by and influenced by our lives, my past life and the umpire's past life. And so my life had a lot of things I've learned in building stone walls, how to deal with the rocks, and what it's like to relax and learn to behave instinctively through building a wall and using that as a pitcher. I even have pebbles in my back pocket of my pitching uniform, and I use the feel of those pebbles in my pocket during a tough inning to calm down and to sort of remind myself what's important in life. And so the peace and calm that I get from building a stone wall, I was able to use as a device to put things in perspective while I was on the mound during a game.
And do you still do that with the stone walls?
No. Yeah, I still do stone walls. Yeah, I still build stone walls. I'm just, and I'm still pitching, by the way. I'm 71, but I have a strike zone in tape on one of the walls of my basement, and I throw a rubber baseball and it bounces back to me and I throw it again. So
you were also involved. Were you involved in vintage baseball?
Yeah, vintage baseball was something I learned about when I was trying to restore Wacona Park. It turned out that Pittsfield has the earliest known reference to baseball in North America. There was a bylaw in 1791 in Pittsfield preventing the playing of baseball. Baseball is spelled with an internal F, as they did in the 1700s when George Washington was the president. And that document did exist. It was called to my attention by John Thorne that it may exist. He read about a document in a historic book, and then I told the mayor of Pittsfield, you know, that we could beat out Cooperstown for the, you know, the birthplace of baseball. And sure enough, in the archives in the town Athenaeum was this document, the original document. And so I got fascinated with that. One of the great things my partner and I were able to do at Wacona Park is to stage a vintage baseball game. And baseball played by 19th century rules. We put together a team from Pittsfield, local players, and we challenged the Hartford Senators, which was a well-known team currently playing vintage baseball. And the Hartford Senators and the Pittsfield Hillies were actually arch rivals back in the late 18 and early 1900s. So we staged the game between the Pittsfield Hillies and the Hartford Senators. Got a lot of publicity. ESPN televised the game. 4 hours live broadcast on ESPN Classic. This vintage baseball game. So now I'm commissioner of the Vintage Baseball Federation.
Now, vintage baseball is played with no gloves.
Well, it depends. If you're playing the 1860s rules, which was underhanded baseball, there were no gloves. But we play by the 1880s rules, which was overhand baseball, fast pitching, and little tiny gloves, no bigger than a gardening glove.
Right. That's fascinating. So, looking back over these four decades, what surprises you most from what you've accomplished with your writing?
You know, to tell you the truth, I'm still, involved in things, and so I really don't spend a lot of time reflecting on it. I suppose one day I will sit back in a hammock, maybe, or, you know, sit on a big rock and think about your question, but now I'm too busy living to think much about it.
Very good. I thank you. We've been talking with Jim Bouton, author of Ball 4 and other wonderful baseball books, on this, the 40th anniversary of the original publishing. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Ron. Enjoyed speaking with you.
In conjunction with the exhibition Ball 4 Turns 40, the Baseball Reliquary will present a day-long event on Saturday, September 18th from 11 to 5 at the Burbank Central Library Auditorium. The festivities will include two panel discussions on Ball 4 and the Seattle Pilots, a premiere screening of the documentary film The Seattle Pilots: Short Flight into History, and a book signing with Jim. For more information, call 626-791-7647 or email Terry Marr, that's TERYMAR, at earthlink.net. Well, that about wraps up another podcast edition. Please visit us at Ron Kaplan's baseballbookshelf.com for the latest reviews, previews, and interviews on baseball books and authors. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes. Leave a comment if you like what you hear. And you can also find our back editions there. So take care and see you next time.